Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, March 21st, 2017. And with me today, I have two special guests because I think this is going to be a really fun show. First up, Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back, Jeff.
It's good to have you back. And Paul Kent, our first time on the show, and you're rounding up the special guests today. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing great, Jeff. It's nice to talk to you again.
It's great to get to talk with you, too. I love little reunions like this. And, yeah. And I also need to point out that we have a sponsor today. That sponsor is Blue Apron. I'm going to talk about them in just a second, but I want to let people know why you two are here. It's because you have a new conference that you've put together for Apple users, administrators, and managers. And I really want to talk about that. And the conference is called Apple Market Forum. So. Yes. So, yes, we're going to dive into that. But first, hey, we do have a sponsor, and that sponsor is Blue Apron. And Blue Apron is the company that goes out and finds all the really great ingredients that you need so you can have an awesome dinner without having to go through the brain damage of trying to figure out what new thing you want to try and then figuring out what the recipe is supposed to be, trying to find all the ingredients, and then putting it all together like an animal. What you can do instead is use Blue Apron and let them suggest all these really great recipes. And then when you pick the ones that you like, they actually ship the stuff to make them right to your door. So you get really fresh ingredients. It's quality produce. It's quality meats and poultry and fish. And it's all harvested in as environmentally friendly way as it possibly can be. So you're minimizing the environmental impact, which is kind of nice. And you get to try these really cool things you wouldn't have tried before. So they have really great recipes. Here's one of the things they have coming up. Vegetable chili and baked sweet potatoes with crispy tortilla strips. Those are three things that I would not have put together myself, but when I see that this is one of the upcoming meals, now I'm like, okay, I'm intrigued. I want to learn more about this. And not only can I learn more about it, I can have it delivered right to my door and try it out. So here's the deal, listeners. If you want to try out Blue Apron, you can do it and save a little bit of money. I mean, meals are already less than $10 per person, which is pretty nice, but you can get a discount. So what you do is go to the Blue Apron website and use the special URL, blueapron.com/TDO. And when you go there to that URL, blueapron.com/TDO, the first three meals off your order will be free. Also, you get free shipping. So three free meals off that order, free shipping, and save a little bit of money, try some really great food. And it's a wonderful thing. So give it a shot. blueapron.com/TDO. And thank you, Blue Apron, for being our sponsor. All right. So now, tell me, what is Apple Market Forum?
So Dave and I had the idea to bring another event into the Apple Market. And the event is actually specifically for people who make their living in the Apple ecosystem. So this is a pretty broad umbrella. But it'll include brand champions who work in big companies. So if you work in a large company and you advise your company on the status of Apple and, you know, whether you should buy Apple technology, or whether you're a consultant or maybe you're a reseller or maybe you're a VAR or you're an industry watcher, this event, the Apple Market Forum, is going to be a conversation for you. We're going to take a look at Apple's competitive positioning in a bunch of various tech spaces. We're going to take a look at how Apple's delivering on their brand promise. And just basically the world of Apple. So if you're an Apple watcher, this event is designed to help you understand, interpret, extrapolate what's going on in the marketplace, how Apple stands up competitively, where its technologies are going, and help you advise your clients and run your business ever better.
Yeah, the reality is that you know, running a business on, or running your life on Apple products is different today than it was even 5 years ago. And the future of that is not as clear for professionals as it was even 5 years ago. So the idea is to get everybody together and have this conversation about where are we going and what does that look like? And so it'll include equal parts, you know, it'll have a mix of some sort of, you know, real how-to type stuff, but also some of the headier prognosticating about, you know, where can we go and what can we do together to make sure that that we're getting the most out of what's happening with Apple specifically, and then all the stuff that that we use every day.
And to emphasize what Dave's saying, this really is a conversation. Like, we're going to curate a very interesting agenda with some very interesting leaders, but the people in the room have a common interest. They make their livelihood working in the Apple ecosystem. And so a lot of back and forth, a lot of social time, a lot of interaction is what we expect. But, you know, we'll look at really interesting things. How does Apple competitively stack up in mobile and in all the subsectors of mobile? Cloud. Where is Apple going in kind of these future technologies, AR, VR, you know, cars, all these types of things? Is there a play for Apple, and is there an integration, a thread that runs through all Apple technologies? We'll take a look at the status of the OSs and how they stand up. I mean, Apple has many OSs now, and how do they stand up competitively? What are the competitive advantages? And then we're also going to look for really interesting tools that still continue to differentiate the Apple platform and make the experience of being an Apple user better. And to be very clear, this is not a bashing session by any sense of the this is a help session, right? This is a day of talking frank about, you know, where Apple's strengths are, where Apple's weaknesses might be, and what that means to someone. Again, Apple is still one of the most successful, largest companies in the world, and Dave and I have been around this market space for a really, really long time. So we have a great hindsight as to where Apple's come from, and we want to marry that with a lot of great insight as to where Apple is probably going.
Okay, so the vision I'm getting in my head makes it sound like the conference is something that's going to be really valuable for people that are providing services through Apple's products. So maybe you're a consultant or your business is running based on Apple products. Am I going down the right path with this?
Yeah. Relying on Apple products is probably a good barometer for whether or not. Yep.
Maybe we can extract that. If you advise other people on the viability of using Apple. And again, as I said before, if you work in a big company and you're the Apple guy who has to inform IT or you know, any division in your company about the use of or advocate for the purchase of Apple products, large companies, you know, usually have brand champions, whether that's an official position or an unofficial position. There's someone in large companies who's kind of like watching the Apple world. This event is definitely for them.
Okay. Now, this sounds in some ways similar to Mac Tech, which is another conference series. I like to call these kind of events boutique conferences. And I've spoken at Mac Tech, so I know what those are like. Is this similar to that? Is this different from that?
I Mac Tech's one of my favorite conferences. I really like that show, and I don't. I actually see this serving sort of a completely different thing than Mac Tech. Mac Tech is serving the kind of the geeky segment of the enterprise, and then also developers. Right? There's generally been two tracks of conference sessions. So there's the, you know, how to set up you know, various aspects of your network so that you can deploy things to you know, all of your users simultaneously. Like that's the sort of, I'll call it the, you know, the nitty gritty or the geeky how to stuff that's solely for the network administrators. What we're doing is we're sort of targeting the people a level or two up from that.
Yeah, I would categorize it as Mac Tech does a good job of servicing the doers, the implementers.
Yeah,
we want to bring together the thinkers, the advisors.
Okay. So in that sense, these would be like complementary conferences.
Yeah, I think you know, sometimes it may be one and the same person who serves that doer and thinker function, but often it's different people. And so I think that there's definitely a differentiation. And again, we're our event is going to be in the late summer in Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. And I think that event is a little bit farther into the fall, right, Dave?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they do it. I think it's usually October, November timeframe in down in the LA area. Yeah.
Yep, that sounds about right. Yep.
But, you know, again, I just want to kind of dig into this a little bit. This is more about a dissection about how does Apple play in all these various sectors, right? How, you know, mm-hmm. what is the extrapolation of strategy? What can you learn? What is there to understand about what Apple's doing, what Apple's done, and what Apple may be telegraphing where they're going to go? And this will help people make better buying decisions and be more productive users as well.
All right. And so you said this is in Silicon Valley and it's coming in the summer. When can people sign up?
You can sign up today. You can sign up for more information today. We're offering a priority registration list, or we're building a priority registration list, and it's going to be in the first come, first serve order. So go to the website, applemarketforum.com, sign up on the email list. When registration opens, you will be emailed in the order in which you signed up, and that's how we will fill slots for the show.
Yeah, the show only is going to host about 300 to 350 people, so it's kind of a limited seating type of thing. And so what we've done is we've opened up, like, get on our priority list. And then when we announce our agenda, and we're working on some really, really cool things, when we announce the agenda is when we'll open up registration. And first in, first out on that priority list, we'll have the opportunity to sign up and get a seat.
Okay. So if you're interested in going to the Apple Market Forum conference, you better get on the list now. I that's probably a pretty safe thing to say.
That's as safe as it gets, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to jump tracks here just a little bit, but it's okay. It's a parallel track. So, Dave, a lot of our listeners are already familiar with you because of MacGeekGab, and you've spoken at so many events and user groups. So our listeners know who you are and how you would fit into a conference like this, and why this would be something you'd be involved in. Now, Paul, of course, I know your background, but some of our listeners may not. So pretend for a moment that this is the first time we've met, and tell me what is it that would make you want to be in this conference space and put an event like this together?
Yeah.
Can I tell everybody how great Paul is, and then Paul can fill in the gaps. Paul has been doing conferences for as long as I've ever known him, and even longer than that. And most prestigiously, perhaps, he was the general manager of Macworld Expo for a very long time, and did some great things with that. But also had the Mactivity conference, and you were sort of the brains behind QuickTime Live. And if I got that wrong, it's okay, because you didn't say it, I did. So there you go.
Well, thanks, Dave. Yeah. So, you know, my history in the Apple market goes way back to 1986. I was a self-taught programmer and networking engineer, and I made a living for about 5 years traveling around the world teaching people how to install Apple's then fairly proprietary networking technologies. Towards the end is when standards started to come into play. But I used to be that geeky guy. But in 91, I decided to host an event that was all about the Apple networking space and have people from all over the world come together and learn about Apple networking. And this was at kind of 91 was kind of the dawn of the internet space as well. And so we had a lot of interesting things to talk about. So I ran Mactivity from 91 until 97. Then Mactivity was acquired by IDG and became part of Macworld, and it was called Macworld Pro for a couple years. And then I came to IDG and ran Macworld Expo. So I've been an Apple industry guy for a long time. I love bringing Apple community players together. It's still, to me, one of the most dynamic and interesting tech communities in the world. You know, just interesting characters, very, very smart people. And I love what happens when you bring interesting, smart people together in a room and get them talking to each other. That exchange of information still gives me a charge. And so I've missed it the past couple of years that we haven't done Macworld. But I think this Apple Market Forum is going to bring together a really great critical mass of the industry's you know, the people who influence some of the largest purchases of Apple technology in the world, hopefully, and we'll have a good conversation, a good two-way conversation, a lot of networking, social time, as to where this thing called the Apple market is going.
All right, so I've spoken at Macworld before, so of course I have that perspective of working with you, Paul. And just so you know, I always loved Macworld because you were in charge of the show. I mean, that was a big
part. That's very kind
of you. But it's true. So of course, when I heard about this event, I was immediately intrigued because I figured with you and Dave teaming up, this was probably going to be a pretty powerful and really useful event. So of course, I wanted to talk with both of you about it. But as we've been sitting here talking and Macworld has come up and the three of us are here right now, it reminded me one of my favorite memories from every Macworld was when the Macworld All-Star Band would play. So since both of you are in the All-Star Band and you have a conference coming up, I have to ask, is there a chance that the All-Star Band is going to get together, and are we going to get to hear them play?
There's always a chance.
Always a chance.
I think there's a chance of that, Jeff. honestly, we don't, I certainly don't have anything to say about that. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Paul and I, although we talk about music every week on our Gig Gab podcast at giggabpodcast.com for working musicians, this conversation hasn't really come up. I think it sort of did once, but we, you know, there've been other things to do to organize this, right?
Sure.
It certainly hasn't been top of mind for me until you asked.
But it's a darn good idea.
It is a good idea. Yeah.
So maybe the answer is stay tuned. You know, we're hoping to have quite a few one more thing surprises for people who want to attend the event. So that might be a good one to add to the list.
That'd be a nice one more thing surprise for me. That'd be great. Yeah. I mean, for all of us.
You know, Jeff, I'd share this. You know, Dave and I have been friends ever since we had our first meeting, which was an argument in a bathroom at Macworld Expo in New York, and that's how we kicked off.
It's actually totally true.
That's how we kicked off a long relationship, and you know, we have worked together. He's been an advisor when I did Macworld. You know, we play music together. We have this hobby, this podcast that we do together, and I think the thing that bathroom arguments aside, we both really like the dynamics of this marketplace. And so this idea to do something together in the Apple space, you know, we bounced it around a couple times ever since, you know, I left and Macworld stopped being, you know, there was this, you know, should we do something? And so we both have this, this love of our marketplace and the colleagues that we've met over the years and the new ones that we seem to collect as we go along. So I think that symmetry that you know, that you're asking about the Macworld, the reason the Macworld All-Star Band existed for all those years was because there was this great symmetry. And we're going to channel that a little bit into making this kind of a cool conference. And hopefully the conference will rock just as much as the All-Star Band rocked.
Awesome. Okay, so we are really close to out of time. So I need to ask, where can people go to learn more about the conference and to get on the list so that they can get in?
AppleMarketForum.com.
Nice and easy.
Nice and easy. AppleMarketForum.com. Of course, I'll make sure there's a link to that in the show notes today as well. And is there any information available yet on pricing?
We're not going to release the pricing. We'll release that when we open registration. So again, it's going to be a 1-day event. It's going to be a long day, though. So we're going to go probably into the evening. And there's going to be social things to go on. We're probably going to have a night before get together as well. So for those who know Dave and I, you know, and want to enjoy that hangout like we've been doing for so many years, we want that as well. And so that's part and parcel of the planning of this. And so pricing and registration will open soon. We're working on the agenda now. And I think the best thing to do is get on the list so you're guaranteed to get information in your mailbox as soon as we announce it.
Awesome. Okay, and that's AppleMarketForum.com. Cool. I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes. We are pretty much out of time, so I'm going to have to wrap up. Dave, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. This is fun to talk about. Yeah.
This is a lot of fun. And Paul, thank you so much for making the time to be here. I feel like it's been forever since we talked and mere moments at the same time.
Then that's a good thing. Then we've all done our jobs becoming friends, right?
I think so. Yes. And thank you to Blue Apron for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, blueapron.com/TDO, and get the first three meals off your order for free, plus free shipping. It's really good food. You're going to like it. Listeners, thank you for joining me yet again today. We'll see everyone tomorrow.